HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Before we get to the entertainment drill, I didn't realize that my brand new private bathroom that I've fought so hard for by just simply asking and getting it has brought great joy to other people as well. I didn't know that. I just ran into Paul Sura there making himself some coffee, and I said, "Hey, Paul, what's up?" And he goes, "I never understood why you never had your own bathroom to begin with." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "They should have just given you one right away." I'm like, "Yeah?" And he goes, "Because now I can take huge, and I don't have to be shamed for it on the air." I'm like, "Yeah, that's good. It's true. They should have given me my own bathroom to let people like Paul, who are bathroom animals."
Now it's open.
Oh, no.
Are free and clear to feel. Evidently, my constant cloud of potential ridicule kept these beasts from going and unloading in the public restroom.
A loaf pan.
Because I would go in and I would destroy them. Yes, by having my own private bathroom that only I use, now you will smell the wrath of Paul Sura's beehole.
We already had to deal with Dale, so now the multiple giants using that bathroom?
Now there's a line of gargantuan skeletons.
Let the wildlings poop.
I will pay you to let me pee in your bathroom.
Well, there's going to be a tariff now. I didn't realize how expensive this could get for people.
You can make some dough, dude.
I could really force it out there.
I'm going to go use this.
None of us want to go in after that.
I'm going outside.
The one that just came out of me is the same size as your average people.
You make people?
Yep. 6 feet, 175.
Well, you learned that firsthand at your house.
He's never been back. Never will.
Been banished.
Paul thought that that was a normal thing to do at someone's home until he did it at mine. Peeled the paint off the walls. I moved out of the house. I left. I'm not kidding. We moved out.
Month after, we had to put it up for sale.
Yeah. I'm not sure. And Paul knows he's not allowed back in my house again.
Surprised it sold after that.
I am shocked. I did disclose.
Good. Always disclose.
No problem with rodents? Nope. Nothing like that. We did have a giant take a bathroom. I think it's in the wood.
It was sold ass is.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now I have a stroke. Now I have a stroke.
Dad joke immediately. Dad joke stroke. You have to have a stroke after a dad joke. Please. It's the only way it makes them funnier.
I'm trying.
I mean, it's the only way it makes them funny at all. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to entertain us all. That's the entertainment drill brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. The special rolls on. A few spots left, not many, maybe even not any, but I'm still going on what I know. If you want to get involved, you get a month for $129. That's all access to the gym and everything they provide is the group training, very personalized to what you're looking at. And they get the group together. You'll learn a ton of stuff that could save your life, that could get you in and out of pickles you don't even realize could happen. The scenarios are unlimited, and these guys are thinkers. They come up with amazing stuff all the time. I'm heading there later today. I got to get into the fight suit the other day where I got kicked. It was the greatest feeling ever. You get these attacks and these real-life scenarios that you just feel like, man, my adrenaline has never been higher. You're not getting this anywhere else. You can't go to the gym and get the adrenaline rush you're getting over there at ReactDefense.com. Head out there. They've got one in Glendale with Tony. The place I go is Phoenix with Josh and Jay, the originators, the people who brought it here. And, of course, Michael's got it out there in Chandler. So go there, ReactDefense.com. Check it out and give them a call. And then start practicing like I do with the beautiful Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
There's a huge announcement from the WWE, from Ronda Rousey yesterday. She's announced that she's taking an impregnation vacation.
Ugh. Blech. Somebody put a baby in the girl's
track. Posted a picture of her kissing her husband, Travis Brown, and said, "It's time to get it on. We're going to make a family." But she's signed on with the WWE until April 10th of 2021.
That's why they made her lose the title and all that stuff.
She'll be back.
It was well known. I wonder how that stuff comes out before.
Well, like when a man and a woman love each other very much.
No, I'm just talking about like the news. Because that's been out for a while.
Yeah, there'd been rumors.
Yeah, and it's like, how does that get out like that? Because WWE doesn't want that.
No.
Kind of ruins WrestleMania, like your main event. Like, you know she's going to lose.
I still think about somebody impregnating Ronda Rousey.
Little fighter baby.
Oh, God. It's happening again.
And now that you announce it to the world, aren't you going to look bad in 6 months if you're still not pregnant?
Right. Well, you're going to make your husband look like he's shooting blanks.
Or maybe she's
your eggs are
incapable.
Or expired.
Travis, you're fired.
Yeah.
As it turns out, my eggs were expired, so no baby for me.
Ugh. I just never got it. Dudes used to walk around saying she's hot. She was on that Entourage movie, is sexy, and I'm like, take her away from the other fighters, and you're going to see a different thing here. Sure, she looks good next to Cyborg, but so does Brady. Brady's a supermodel next to Cyborg. You could sell Brady in a dress next to Cyborg, and people go, she's beautiful.
Hey, give Dana White credit, man.
Oh, absolutely, for going, man, just keep putting Cyborg next to that, and we'll have a sexy sell.
Yeah, those divas definitely are.
No, they're making her look like Cyborg.
She's the Cyborg.
She's the Cyborg of the divas. that worm has turned, Rhonda.
Yesterday, President Trump's tweet about Tiger Woods was gold.
Yeah.
He said, I talked to him on the phone to congratulate him on a great victory he had in yesterday's Masters. Right. And to inform him that because of his incredible success and comeback in sports, and most importantly, life, I will be presenting him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Damn right. I don't know who gets the Medal of Freedom. Is that a normal thing?
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I thought...
Well, people have been getting on Trump because a lot of big-time donators have been getting that stuff.
Oh, sure, but I think that's probably true of all presidents.
Probably.
I would guess. I just don't know who gets them. Well, Joe Biden got one. Roger Staubach got one. Some of them are pretty good.
Big time ratings for the Game of Thrones.
Remember that awful Mother Teresa got one. So for the most part, it's people who have accomplished quite a bit.
The only fallout from the season premiere of Game of Thrones.
It's a dragon ride.
Nope. DirecTV aired a episode a few hours early. I guess some people got it earlier.
Oh, they did.
Some bookies lost thousands of dollars on prop bets.
Oh. I didn't even know you could really actually make the bets. I thought they were just fun bets.
Yeah, what? It's a TV show. It's a scripted show. There are people that know what's going to happen.
Right, or somebody that can just tell me, by the way, go put $1 billion down. And maybe they just don't take anything more than $5 bets and pay out like 20s. And watching again a little bit, I checked in again last night just to watch because it was running again. The dragon ride's even more disturbing. That Harry Potter girly dragon ride, the Tinder date that Daenerys and Jon went on. It's more disturbing because the whole purpose of that ride was that the dragons weren't eating. So then they made them like work really, really hard to fly them over to the waterfalls where there's no food at all.
Maybe it made them
happy. Burning calories.
They're burning more calories of dragons. They were worried.
And they didn't get back to that not eating thing.
Nope.
That
they never got back to it.
Was going
they turned crazy. And they said, the dragons aren't eating. And they had like 18 sheep and 4 goats. And they're like, we're out. And they're like, we got to go find these dragons' food. And instead, they got all bonered up for aunt and nephew, which is my favorite new porn to search. Aunt and nephew porn.
Kit Harington almost lost a nut on that ride.
Yeah. Evidently, he was riding the hobby horse.
It's like a mechanical bull that they...
Yeah, they need some saddles, man.
Yeah.
Get that built.
It seems unsafe. There needs to be a better way to strap onto a dragon. But yeah, the dragons still haven't eaten. I don't think that they were looking at Jon Snow like, dude, don't... Your aunt. They were like, dude, you were flying us to food and you stopped a guy to have sex. That's
he
insensitive.
He is making out with mom. Do I still eat him?
Yes. The well, they're starving to death. The last thing you want to do is take two starving dragons and their mom in front of them.
Jon Snow looked delicious.
Yeah, of course he did. But they never got back to the fact that the dragons were hungry. All of a sudden, they flew him back. Everything's fine.
Yeah, and as a mother, she was distracted.
Terrible mothering. Yeah. This is so Florida of Daenerys. I had my babies. We went take them out for food. We got distracted, and we decided to in the backseat of the car. Who are you talking about? My nephew and I.
Very hillbilly.
It's so Florida, what's going on in the Game of Thrones.
Bunch of bogans.
They are. That's Australian hillbillies. You are my aunt. I'm going to bang you in front of my cousins.
Okay.
And the cousins are dragons like, guys, no. Family. Gross.
I thought this was a picnic.
Yeah, I thought we were heading over to the KFC. Nope. Land here by these waterfalls so I can bang my aunt.
You should see some of the theories I've been reading. No. Drogon, the dragon, is Khal Drogo reincarnated. That's why he was staring at him. And they're all reincarnated because they're named after the one that died.
Yeah.
Was Viserys, her asshole brother.
Oh, yeah.
That died.
Littlefinger.
And then
can you tell which
dragon
is what by looking?
The other one is Rhaegar, his dad.
Yeah. Rhaegar Targaryen.
Yeah.
As you, when you look, do you like you know which one is what? When you're watching?
Well, the big one is Drogon.
I don't know which is the big one. I don't
know. He's got a freckle on
his
left cheek.
The red one is Drogon.
There's only two left.
No, I know, but I mean, like, I didn't.
The other one's Rhaegal.
Care to know? I've never sized them
up.
Yeah,
I'm
really
nerdy.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm bad. I know their names.
I know that. I know they had names. I just couldn't. Like, I would never go, Dragon's mad. I would have not known.
Drogon. So, the dragon.
Dragon.
Yeah. Which one is the ice dragon?
That's Viserion, I think, is his name.
Vasectomy?
Viserys. Yeah, something. Viserys Behaviorus. I don't know. Either way, the dragons stopped a guy from banging his aunt, which I guess is the most moral thing that's happened on that show. It's gross.
Oh, he's already done that, though.
Not in front of her kids.
No, that's true.
You know? I mean, if I was going to have sex with a girl who called herself the mother of Cairn Terriers, I'm not doing it in a room of Cairn Terriers.
Brady had his aunt naked with him.
That's true.
Only thing missing were a couple of dragons.
Yeah. Oh, there's some fire-breathing dragons going on, according to you, hanging off that lady's chest.
Hey, you boys like your aunt's big fat in the pool?
Every time it's brought up, do you remember?
Do you think of them?
Do you think of the?
Do you think of the veins and the colors and the purple bumps?
No.
Yeah, you do. You have to. How
yes,
can
you
not?
I remember that as a glorious night.
Brady, I don't even know what she looks like, but every time you say I was in a hot tub with my naked aunt drunk, she was drunk, not you, and you were like 13. I think of you and one of those 1920s boy bikinis that are like
full neck suit.
Yeah, full suit, sitting there in a little cap, ski cap, and then this half-naked lady gets in. I picture it clear as day. Like, right now I can see it.
I looked at my cousin Drogon. I'm like, what's going on here, Drogon?
Whoa. I'm imagining that Kathy Bates scene. Remember she got in that
sauna?
Yeah,
exactly. I picture her a little hotter than that because that's why Brady remembers it. Otherwise, he could block
prettier.
It out.
She's prettier.
She was hot.
Was she a good-looking aunt?
Yeah.
That's why you keep that memory.
She's in here with good intentions.
Oh. I'd have just started swinging. My aunt takes her shirt off and gets in. And I don't care if she's drunk or otherwise, she's getting punched.
It was the 70s, right?
That make any difference at all? Unless you mean 1570s?
Aunt Peg was big back then.
It was 83.
You know Aunt Peg.
Come on, man. Don't look that up. Gross. Look it up, Brady. You look it up. Nobody else do it.
Brady knows Aunt Peg.
Anyway, we're all done. That's it. We're out of here thinking of Aunt Peg on our way out. And the only thing we learned from today is we actually do kind of hope that Notre Dame burned. If it is vandalism, at least let's hope it's one of those boy rape victims. And he got his revenge. Because otherwise it's just senseless. This way I think we all feel a little bit better about the whole thing. If it burned for a reason. And that reason is just. Otherwise, it just seems pointless.
A lot of fake news out there, though.
Yeah, so let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope it was a boy rape victim, and he got his. I'm proud of you, kid, if it is you. If not, not a very good story. McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great Tuesday. We'll see you right here in the Morning Sickness tomorrow. So long.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.